When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはカルチャーエピソードです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a culture's episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And I'm Shauna.
And you, of course, are listening to Japan Top 10, and we are here to bring you another beautiful cultures episode. And speaking of beauty, this one will focus on the beauty of Japanese gardens. So I hope you're excited to get into the wonderful world of Japanese horticulture with us.
I think we've all seen those really zen Japanese gardens of social media fame.So I'm pretty excited to see what the real beauty of Japanese gardens is and, like, you know, get into it. But before we do that, we have some announcements. If you want to advertise on our podcast, you can go ahead and market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that fit your company's budget. To find all the details at jtop10.jp and find an advertising plan that suits your company's needs.
Yes, and we are also currently looking for an on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. If you're interested, please have a look at our website. That's jtop10.jp/join for all the details on how you can apply. If you love Japanese music, culture, and basically all things Japan, this is a great opportunity to both flex those muscles and learn a bit more. I learn something every single time we record, so...
Absolutely, absolutely.These opportunities aren't limited just to audio editors and hosts. If you're an indie Japanese music artist, we have an opportunity for you too. So if you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at NOLA, which is N-O-L-A, at jtop10.jp, along with the song that you'd like us to feature on the podcast. And who knows, we may be talking about the beauty of your music next episode.
Oh, I sure hope so. I would love to get some more beauty in our lives. And if you are enjoying this beautiful banter and super smooth transitions that are featured in these ads, as well as this cultures episode, remember that you can receive the full version of this episode by becoming a patron donor, just starting at $1. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music abound. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for the full details.
To start off, do you have any prior knowledge and experience of Japanese gardens?
Outside of visiting them on my own, nothing deeper than just a surface level enjoyment of the beauty and serenity that I feel most of these spaces create. How about you, Shana? Did you have any particular deep plant knowledge?
You know, I feel like this would be the perfect time to pull out like an Uno card and be like, yeah, I'm actually like a gardening expert, but I'm not. I think my knowledge is also pretty surface level and shallow to the point where I'm like, ooh, flower, pretty, wow.
Thankfully for us, we don't have to be masters because we have a whole history of Japanese gardens behind us to learn from.
Absolutely. Let's get into a little introduction. So Japanese gardens actually date back to the Asuka period, which is around 538 to 710, and they originated from the Shinto belief that gods inhabit the natural world. So taking inspiration from gardening practices abroad, through foreign trade with China and Korea, gardens were created in Japan as a sacred space for gods and incorporated elements including stones, waterfalls, islands, and ponds, ultimately to symbolize Buddhist paradises.
Ancient Japanese gardens incorporate elements of Shintoism and Buddhism, such as stone lanterns reflecting Shinto's focus on nature, or rock arrangements which symbolize Buddhist prayer beads.
So, Shinden-zukuri gardens are gardens that are found outside of homes and originated during the Heian period, which is 794 to 1185. And these gardens were originally focused on the harmony of water, the garden, and surrounding buildings. And during the Kamakura, Muromachi, and Momoyama periods, Shinden-zukuri gardens began to take on more angular and kind of simplified designs inspired by Zen Buddhist meditation and philosophy.
From that time period, I feel like that is like kind of the roots of, no pun intended, what a lot of people hold in their imagination to be a typical Japanese garden.
Like the entire harmony of water and nature and, you know, just creating that the space of meditation. I think that's like a peaceful space being like the definition of a garden is something that definitely comes to mind if I'm thinking specifically of Japanese gardens, like off the top of my head.
Right. And it's so interesting to me because I like the word garden just, or the concept of a garden of itself can hold a lot of different meanings, but yeah, contextualized specifically for with this background of ascetic Buddhist practices. And there's also a bit of tea culture influenced as well, which I'm sure we'll get into later on in the episode, but tea culture also influencing the use and the propagation of certain types of gardens. That wasn't the only influence that Japanese gardens had throughout their history. Actually, gardens were strongly influenced by Western culture as well during the Meiji Restoration, which is a time period spanning from 1868 to 1912. And these gardens, or this style, was characterized by its radical reforms to resist European imperialism, while also incorporating Western-style lawns and flower beds as well.
And, you know, you see that, like, those pieces of history come together when we talk about contemporary Japanese gardens, because we now see that Japanese gardens fuse Japanese and Western traditions, but always, again, maintain certain aesthetic principles, including the notion of shake, which is borrowed scenery. So this refers to the incorporation of the garden's actual view and its natural background elements, such as a castle or mountains, to extend the garden beyond its natural boundaries. So this is actually really interesting because I think that, again, when we think of a garden, there's so much extra things that add to the aesthetic of it. Like, I wouldn't have thought about the natural scenery, such as like the mountains, or beyond, again, a very surface level, first-hand, initial focal depth view of the garden and flowers, and like, oh wow, you know, so pretty, I get to sit here amongst everything, I'm not looking beyond the what's immediately in front of me. So it's really interesting to see that that's actively taken into consideration here.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure throughout the world history of landscaping and gardenscaping, this has different iterations. But yeah, with my personal experience in Japan, I do feel that, yeah, especially areas surrounding Mount Fuji, for example, really love to highlight, basically find the best, you know, focal point for that and then pump it full of the most like beautiful imagery framing Mount Fuji that they can possible.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
The ultimate cinematic reel is Japanese gardens or a Japanese aesthetic spa.
I mean, there's a word in Japanese, instabai, and it's like a word that cropped up with the advent of Instagram. And I think it's because other places around the world are really good at promoting themselves. But Japan just takes it to this next level where it's like everything is precisely aestheticized.
If you got it, work it. I'm not saying anything. I mean, are we complaining? We get to sit here and talk about the beauty of Japanese gardens because of it, so.
Exactly. And I hope that everyone will send us their recommendations for their favorite garden spaces by the end of this. But many Japanese gardens also provide a miniature version of their surrounding areas. For example, they will recreate mountains, oceans, and rivers on a smaller scale within the garden itself. They tend to incorporate elements in asymmetrical positions to create visual interest, as well as emphasize all four seasons, incorporating plants that bloom at different times throughout the year.
That's such an interesting, like, attention to detail, right? Because even when you talk about, like, aestheticism and especially with spaces that are of public view constantly, the need to change things with seasonality, especially with gardens, right? Or to actively look at making something more visually interesting and appealing according to, say, seasonality. It's not necessarily easy, but it also shows a certain level of dedication to what is clearly a craft, right? And not just simple, we make it, we move on kind of situation.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think it's the reason why so many people flock to these spaces, or, you know, why it's become, I don't even want to say a subgenre, but a genre of tourism. There are whole tour groups dedicated towards, you know, touring, not every garden, but most gardens.
As many gardens as they can.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember I was working as an intern for a Japan-America society here in the United States. I helped them actually plan one of their garden tours, and it was a big thing that they collaborated with this, it's called the Arboretum. It's this big greenhouse or plant nursery. And yeah, basically it was run through that organization, which is just a lover of plants organization here in the United States that wanted to take this group of people over to Japan to kind of study their philosophies and practices for gardening and crafting gardens and landscaping and things like that. So it is big, let me tell you.
Clearly. That's actually really interesting. It's transcended borders, not just in a garden to nature sense, but also in a cross-cultural border sense, right? So
yeah.
Glad to see that the Japanese gardens are getting the respect that they deserve.
I could not agree more. And, you know, those people who went on that trip, they were very fond of getting large quantities of photos. You could say that they were collectors of plant photography. Which brings us to our first song. Of course, that was a forced pun to get an introduction in for our wonderful band, The Collectors, and their song, Gardening, or Gardening.
あげましょう可愛いあなたの夢にガーデニング種をまきましょう壊れた僕らの庭にガーデニング
That again was The Collectors with their song Gardening. Now, they are actually, as I'm sure you heard and could understand, they're a mod revival band from 1986 is when they were formed. And The Collectors have actually released 25 studio albums from 1987 all the way up until 2022.
I just want to quickly shout out to Andy's transition skills, 10 out of 10. That being said, as always, an absolute pleasure, and thank you for joining us on our stroll through the Japanese gardens. We will see you soon.
Bye bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music
podcast. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.